Yep.
Recording in progress. Soon.
All right, it's 6:30. I'm going to call this meeting to order. The first item on the agenda is the Pledge of Allegiance, led tonight by Councilmember Lita.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thanks everybody for coming out. Not a too bad of a meeting, it looks like tonight. First item after the pledge on the agenda is the public comment period. Note this time is set aside for public comment on all matters not on the agenda. Is there anybody online, Amy?
There's no.
Okay. Is there any public comment in the room? Any public comment on non-agenda items in the room? Seeing none. That leads us to the approval of the May 20th, 2025 minutes. Council, in front of you are those minutes. Is there any public comment on those minutes? Seeing none, council.
Make a motion to accept.
I have motion to approve as presented.
Second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. We do not have a court report this time, I believe. Nope. Oh, we have young guests. I like it. I'd wear earmuffs too. They may have me talk way too much. So that leads us to department reports. First off, as always, is Amy.
We're just about ready to turn over the pool registrations to the managers and the guards. Opening day is the 10th. So they're getting all trained up and ready. Still people calling and getting more information. And most of the early sessions are full, but later in the summer, there's openings left. If somebody mentions to you that they couldn't get in, suggest later in the summer. Also, park rentals doing, I think, more of them than we've ever done. I think Kevin mentioned the new signs we have for Steve to put up so that people understand when it has been rented. They can't be the first come, first serve thing. And really, we're doing more of a lot of the things, the building permits, the business licenses, notarizations. Anytime someone goes to the bank and wants something notarized and doesn't have an account, the bank sends them over here. More court, more new residents. Must just be a spring thing. But they're keeping us busy. And except the only thing we don't have more of is dog licenses. For whatever reason, people, we didn't have a lot before, and now we have even less. I'm not sure why. And then the new wastewater loan closes on the 12th this month.
Thanks, Amy. Of note on that is the business license. I know it might be about a year ago we had discussions regarding getting rid of them. That's still an option for us. In conversations with those of them that possess them, there are individuals that wanted us to keep the business license. They use it for part of their obtaining their IC exemptions, and they need to have that as a point system. So they're not going to be able to want us to keep them. So it doesn't hurt us to have them, I guess. So it didn't. We kept them because of that. That's where we're at on that. We discussed it. I'm not opposed to it still if that's something you guys want to do, but there are many individuals that have spoken that they wanted to keep them because of the helps them obtain their life, their IC exemptions. So,
yes.
On that, that's a.
Give me a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Personal question, but I also got this question from someone else. I never got, and somebody else I know didn't either, and had asked a confirmation about swim lessons.
Nobody did.
Okay.
Something with the new system that didn't send them out like it did
it just
last
said
year.
You're on, but yeah. No confirmation. No. Okay.
Yeah. And so a lot of people had to call and ask what times they signed up for.
So just
they weren't counting on that.
Recommend calling to verify.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I can look it up and I'll be recommending next year that we make sure that happens.
Especially with the commotion that happened at the very beginning, just because it was so crazy. So
that's crazy.
To make sure you know. Okay, I'll let them know and thank you.
Yeah.
Myself too.
Thanks, Aim. Chief Sanders.
Evening, everybody. We had 295 calls for service last month and opened 19 new cases in May. On the 22nd, our office had a meeting with the county attorney's office with Kevin Downs and criminal chief Barry Berry. Spoke about some ongoing cases and whatnot. Just some better ways to exchange information and came up with some ideas to make that a little better and more efficient. Lastly, discuss some minor changes to some additions that we should put to our probable cause affidavits. So, like on view arrest, if somebody's arrested for a domestic, the officer has to do a probable cause affidavit, just highlights the elements of the crime and just shows everybody involved in the judicial process that the elements of the crime have been met. So that's the reasoning for the arrest. Anyways, it should make some things a little easier. Part of it was including some of the, remember that appraise form that we started doing last year with the domestic cases and whatnot. We're going to add just a sentence or two on that to say how they scored, if they scored high or the victim didn't participate in the appraise program or something like that. But it just helps, like I said, the prosecutor and the judge and whatnot to make a decision or to push for detention if you're the prosecutor and whatnot. So just a little more transparent, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Yesterday, I testified in district court regarding the East Helena Rodeo proceed theft last year. Happy to say the case was put to the jury deliberation today. They deliberated for all of 30 minutes and came back with a guilty verdict. And the other party involved, the male party, he's got a plea for next week set with the district court. So that case should all taken care of, and all restitution will be a part of all that. So hopefully within the next couple of months, everybody will be able to get that taken care of. Today, Deputy Chief Royce and I attended the Montana Chiefs Police Association meeting. I went over some of the legislative actions, some of the items, bills that were near and dear to the police officers or the police chiefs association and whatnot. Anyway, it was the first year that they've had a lobbyist in a couple of legislative sessions. So it was really helpful. They're going to continue that. I think it's probably a good thing for East Helena and whatnot as well to be a beneficiary of that. And then I went to my criminal justice coordinating council meeting today, and again talking about ways to keep people out of jail due to the jail overcrowding and whatnot. Happy to say that the Department of Corrections will all back up. The Lewis and Clark County Jail used to run between 170 and about 100 prisoners on any given day, and with the help of the Department of Corrections and whatnot, they've shipped a lot of the people out of state to serve their time, at least temporarily until they're able to add on to the prison and whatnot. But they were at 130 today. So that's a big help. That whole process is working well within the state. According to Department of Corrections, they said that they have 30 people waiting to go to prison right now in all the county jails statewide in Montana, which is pretty surprising from where they were 4, 5, 6 months ago. So anyways, that's all I have. Thank you.
Of note on that, Chief, two members of the community have reached out to me already about that, the jury trial you're a part of, and the community is pretty excited about that verdict. So, two may reach out to me today already. I got almost live updates on that. I was like, so I appreciate your efforts on that case. Public Works, for the first time and that I can ever remember, Kevin has been excused. It is Ashlyn, his daughter's sweet 16 birthday. And I said, I don't think so. We're really going to need you. But no, I'm really excited for him. So happy birthday, Ashlyn. He has his report in there. You guys can read that. I think there's a couple things of note. One that struck that to me is the number of gallons from the town pump RV dump just in May.
Did you see it on Memorial Day weekend?
I did. I live right
Because I
across the street,
sat
but
in
I
the
did. I
line
saw it
for
a lot.
45
I
minutes.
did. I
So.
saw it. There must have been a need for that in the community. So yeah, but they'll be billed accordingly. And kudos to you guys for making that like calling that. You see the number of trucks there this morning, and not six. Anyway, for the non-truck stop. Anyway, other thing, the roof estimates on the pool of the main building. Those are we've got some initial estimates on that and Doug. This one I think can be fixed. The pool's an old one and it might need to be a well, it's probably gonna be a whole one. So but it's a small roof, thank goodness. But this has been very positive looking at the roofs, so that's not awesome. And then obviously the no movement on the raise grant. So those are the three things that stuck out to me if there's anything else, but those are the three things that I think are of note. Other than that, Chief Campbell is excused as well, I believe. He's not on there. So that leads us to the end of the department reports. So that brings us to new business. The first thing we have is a second annual Christmas convoy. Laura's here. We're not, Laura's not.
I'm not more.
Laura, we have a representative from the convoy here to discuss, just kind of the same thing as last year. They didn't want to talk a little bit about it. I don't think there's a whole lot you can go ahead and present. I don't think there's a necessarily an action item on this, but we'll see.
Yeah, so I'm Dwayne Williams. I'm the executive director of the Montana Trucking Association. And we helped put it on last year, the Christmas convoy. We kind of stemmed from Belgrade. They have one going down there. We're open for feedback. We thought it was a pretty big success last year. We had 38 trucks, I think, in it, hoping maybe up near 100 this year. The amount of support and feedback we got was amazing. Now, there's some behind the scenes things we need to work on a little bit. One is the yard that we staged all the trucks at over there on Wylie at Hell in the Sand wasn't really big enough. We had trucks parked in there all different ways, getting ready to go. So we're going to switch it over to Canyon Ferry Road. Their pit over here has a lot more room that we can stage all the trucks and go. Then we're also talking about going the opposite direction. So this will be right turns with the trucks. So coming out on Lake Helena, taking a right, come up through East Helena, and then out Wylie, Canyon Ferry Road, and back around like that. So hopefully that should be a little bit easier. We're still working through a lot of hurdles. The intersection traffic control, when it happens, what's the best way to do that on some of the different locations? So we're working with some enforcement folks and hope we're reaching out to you a little bit. But yeah, other than that, the other thing that we would maybe like to do is, and they do it in Belgrade, is have so that it's going to be December 6th, the Saturday. The Friday night before, like in Belgrade, right before they have a village where they have all the trucks decorated and then people can kind of walk around the trucks. So if we do that, it would be at the yard down here on Lake Helena. One of the things with, and I don't know what ordinance or whatever it is, it might be the counties, that it has to be closed by a certain time at night. So we're kind of looking into that too, whether it's a noise type thing or something. So it has to be gated. No one can be in there. So there might be need to be a little bit of a exception on that if in fact we are to make a village thing happen. So yeah, and I guess the biggest thing we want to know is can we do it again and then help them spread the word. I think it was a great community event last year, brought a lot of people out on the streets to watch it. A lot of the people spent hours decorating. Those trucks are pretty amazing. So, any questions or anything?
From our perspective, I didn't hear any complaints. I know that from a city perspective, a lot of people thought it was awesome and really enjoyed it. I think that we have to work with traffic control and work through those things. Make sure we have a good plan for that going forward. But as far as same approvals as last year, I heard no negative things. But that's up to them, obviously. Is there any public comment on the request to renew the Christmas convoy? Seeing on council.
The only thing I heard, I was unfortunately out of town, but heard amazing things about it, was to slow it down a little bit. That was the only thing, but otherwise,
Yeah, it was
people
over too
were.
quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I brought that up. That's one feedback I heard too. We are probably going to have a tractor go in front of it.
Oh,
so fast down, slow it down.
But the feedback was amazing, and I think it was there was kind of something special about it last year because it was a surprise to a lot of people, and then they just saw it, and it was so amazing. But no, you guys did a terrific job, and we appreciate you bringing it to East Helena. So thank you.
Great community. I know this is a great area to do it here.
Mm-hmm. I heard you got over 60 already signed up.
Yeah.
Really? That's
crazy.
Nice.
Wow. So Belgrade caps it at 100.
Yeah, that probably makes sense.
We are thinking that just to kind of help bring it up a little bit. Yeah. It's capped, you know?
Yeah.
Well, we want 105 then.
Okay.
Well, I thought it was great. The weather was perfect last year. It wasn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't freezing cold.
Yeah.
Case again this year.
It's great.
Well, I'll move to approve.
I have a motion to approve the request.
I'll second it.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no.
Another little fun quick though. Since I represent the trucking industry, we talked about parking over here and truck parking. Just an FYI, that is the biggest, Montana's pretty lucky, but that is the biggest concern amongst truck drivers in the country is finding available parking. Because all the regulations, they have to stop and rest. And just being able to do that in a good spot is just a huge issue for truck drivers. Just
nobody has an issue with the truckers. It's the business that said it's not a truck stop.
Okay.
The people out there performing work to get us all our goods, no problem. But I don't think that wasn't the issue.
Yeah, not a truck stop. I mean, my
embellished.
Oh, sorry.
New business number two. We have an update on the Water Quality Protection District from Jennifer McGrew.
So my name is Jennifer McBroom, and I'm supervisor for the Water Quality Protection District. And I'd like to first thank you for this opportunity to present to the council on some projects and activities of the district. We've really appreciated having East Helena represented in the past, and we'd love to have East Helena back at the table for the Water Quality Protection District board meetings and our upcoming strategic planning. I'd like to begin with our updates with the Prickly Pear Rewatering Project, now entering in its 18th year. The Prickly Pear water users have agreed to receive irrigation water from the Helena Valley Irrigation District instead of relying upon their late season Prickly Pear Creek water rights for historical irrigation demands. This source water switch allows Prickly Pear Creek to remain flowing throughout the full summer irrigation period from the community of East Helena and approximately 3 miles northward beyond Canyon Ferry Road. Historically, surface flows in the creek would have been diverted for irrigation demands and subsequently dried up the creek through this project reach from Wiley, from our monitoring site from Wiley down to Canyon Ferry monitoring site locations where we do discharge. And then next, we have our water watchers that reaches to all fourth and fifth graders in the Helena and East Helena schools, going on 30 years for this program. It consists of classroom visits for both grades. In the spring, the fourth graders meet out at the fishing access site off of York Road for stream activities. And then the following year, the fifth graders go out to 10 Mile and conduct stream investigation and other stream riparian activities. And then they have an option to either head to the 10-mile water treatment plant for a tour or the wastewater plant, treatment plant. Next, we have a well and septic workshop, June 17th from 6 to 8 p.m. out at the Bird's Eye Fire Hall. It's open to anyone that is on a septic and have a well. The Environmental Health and the Water Quality Initiative will present information on how to properly maintain both well and septic systems to protect your water quality and safeguard health. There will be three drawings. There will be drawings for three free septic pumps and free water quality testing. And if you can't attend that workshop but want your well tested, we do have free testing for homeowners that live in the district boundaries as well as in the county. Tests are for arsenic, uranium, and manganese. And that funding will run out the end of 2026. And lastly, I'd like to mention that we monitor over 160 wells, 86 monthly and 76 quarterly. All data is shared with the public and used to develop tools so that everyone can make informed decisions about their water. And when I say monitor over 160 wells, those are for water levels. We also do water quality study programs too, but this is water levels. There is a story map on our website under interactive data and mapping site if you're interested that allows you to find information on a specific well for those levels and that we monitor. For example, a well on Berkshire Road with a blue dot will bring up a hydrograph that shows water levels over time. And some of these wells we've been doing for over 30 years. In conclusion, I'd like to offer to the council any written updates by email if about some of our projects and activities, if that will be helpful.
Thank you. Any questions?
Any questions?
Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming out.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. All right, that brings us to new business number three, which is the City of East Helena METG Water Systems Improvement Agreements. This is not a real thing, but I don't know how to put it otherwise. It says Public Works Director Oren here. We changed the wording to say Wiley Well 3 to all public wells. That's what this consists of. There's not, I mean, that's it. The gist is we are allowing flexibility for monies to be spent on any of the water or the wells, the public wells, as opposed to one in particular. That is the entire thing. I don't know what else, how to make it shorter. Is there any public comment on the City of East Helena Water, METG Water System Improvement Agreement? Seeing none, council.
Got a question on the fluorination. How much money is left, or do we have any idea how much money is left to go towards upgrading on, what is it, Wiley Well 3, they're going to put in a chlorinator?
Yes, so Cindy has gotten, that project is complete. And it's my understanding they didn't use almost any of their savings money from it. And so whatever that amount is pretty much left over. There wasn't, they didn't have to dip into it. So that's what's there. The number exactly I could get to you.
Well,
Kevin has it, I think. And Kevin was supposed to be presenting this until this morning.
I was just wondering how short they were, or if they were short.
Well, they have all their monies that were left from there. Now the question is, how big does Kevin want to make the project?
I thought that it was already decided, so that's why.
Me too. Me too. Kevin goes and talks to engineers a lot, and they like, but yeah, that okay. Those things be forthcoming. Those things be forthcoming.
Yeah, we still don't know how big, how much the chlorinator's
going to. There certainly is some money for that though available, and those are.
Yeah, I know there's money available. I was just curious how much versus cost.
Right. But expect to hear more about that in the upcoming future. I don't have the number with me. Kevin gave us a kind of a last minute on this one. I don't know if he has that number officially yet either, too. So I know that they just kind of got done with that project when they're there. That's the word I got. They have pretty much all they thought they would have. Any other questions?
Nope. Oh, no.
And I had a comment already, but Council. Yeah.
Move to.
I have a motion to approve the improvements agreement.
Awesome.
And a second, all those in favor?
Aye.
All right. I'll bring this to our last order of new business is the COPS grant application. Chief Sanders is on this one.
So I ask for an alibi regarding the rodeo ticket proceeds theft. I want to recognize and commend Officer Kirkgaard. Spent a great amount of time on that case. In fact, he did such a great job on the portion that he did. That person's not going to trial. I'm going to plead next week. So he did a lot better job than the other portion of it. Anyways, he deserves recognition and spent a lot of time and did some great work. So, Bob's grant. We just found out last week that he came open. It stays open until June 25th. very short window. Just asking for the approval of the council to apply for a college grant. Can't guarantee we'll get it done. We'll try our best. And I don't think we're obligated to do anything if we do apply and get it and are not able to, you know, meet the budgetary requirements that come along with the college grant as well. The one guarantee is if we don't try or get it in by June 25th, can't do it. So that's why it's on the agenda tonight. And just ask everybody, all of you, of us moving forward with that, unable to do anything until get your approval to so.
Any public comment on the request? Seeing none, I think that's the important piece there. I talked to Chief Sanders. This does not obligate us to use it. And I think that obviously that would be a part of a budgetary discussion, but it does allow it if it is approved and we get it in. It's Chief still, this puts Chief very much under the gun to get this in. It's not an easy thing to. So this would just, we're just approving the attempt to apply, correct, Chief? And doesn't obligate. Mm-hmm. At any point, and we could we don't know the budgetary numbers yet, so it's kind of complicated how they this comes out in June and we don't have our budget until August, September, so we don't know the numbers there. We could, you know, make that decision at that time, but this would be available for you if that was something you wanted to do as part of the budget.
If I can be of assistance again this year, I'd be happy to, if that will help as well to expedite it through.
I appreciate that. It's just a very cumbersome process. Last time, just to get it out and submitted was I don't know, Amy can support it as well. Oh. It just took a lot of, I don't know, phone calls and questions and whatever else just to get the thing approved to send forward. I mean, it probably took 2 weeks just for that. If the process, I don't know how they make it so complicated. They managed to get an A-plus in that area. And it's just, I think the more you go through the process and understand the process, you know, easier it is, but we're hoping that this time will be a little easier. I don't think things have changed much in the city for where we are, the need for law enforcement increase with the growth that we're seeing, you know, each year as well. So a lot of that stuff is already been written and submitted. It's just updating information and things like that. So said the biggest hurdle last time was getting it submitted.
And kudos to Chief for getting an A+, because I didn't get an A+ at all. I had 42 password resets and I just went, it was awful. It was not successful.
What you're saying is cut and paste doesn't work, right?
They do not allow that, I don't believe. Just one is a standalone submission. You can print out your previous submission, but you're going to be entering it. I mean, it's not that again, it's information's there, not much has changed.
Well, and if I, again, I've done a lot of federal grant application stuff. So if I can help with that process, please let me know if I can come spend a day and do that. I will be happy to, because it is a pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
But
hopefully worth it.
Well, it was the last time. So, yeah.
Well, I move to approve.
I have a motion to approve.
I'll second it.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, that's it for new business. That brings us to the mayor's report. This is pretty boring. Been going over budget meetings with each of the department heads. pretty simple stuff. So just getting prepared. Kind of standard needs and wants internally. And then we don't have numbers, so we just look at, you know, what makes sense, and what basics are, and what we need to do. And we'll look at numbers when we get them. So we don't have those yet, obviously. So we're just kind of preparing on the front end. Big thing this week was we had a water, the water plume, the selenium and arsenic plume yearly meeting of the group that reviews the numbers. You'll see them probably, I don't know, 11 times as the year goes on. All except for one, Mel, they're moving exactly the way they're supposed to. They're slow moving. They're heavy metals in the underground water. But yeah, you guys have been through it. I don't know how many times. Plume is moving the same direction, with the exception of one well, which coincidentally is right where we dug up a bunch of ground right behind the BMW. They're like, I don't know why this one went off. I do. So other than that, yeah, that was a big meeting and a lot of parties there with that. A lot goes into that. It's just, not to minimize it, it's just everything seems to be working as expected. So that's about it for me. Councilmember reports. Councilmember Dahl.
I have nothing to report, but I do have a question. Have we heard anything about Cindy and being accepted again for, or has the governor ever signed off on that?
Cindy was in town 3 weeks, 2 weeks ago to personally meet with the governor. And there has not been.
He still hasn't.
He's not signed that yet. There's not been, you know, any other movement in the other direction either. It's undetermined.
Still up in the air. Okay.
I don't know. I can't speak with the administration. I have no idea what they're thinking here with the thought process. I don't know.
But they haven't made, well, my question. See,
nothing's been signed either way. Yeah. If they made a decision, they haven't made it public. Councilmember Leland.
I have nothing. I don't think. Oh, I sat in on the lifeguarding reviews.
How awesome is that again?
That is so much fun.
I bet it is.
I learned a lot from those little kids. You know, it's a different, you live in your own little world and you think everybody's world is very similar to yours. But we have quite a wide spectrum of kids and where they live and their experiences, and it was kind of eye-opening.
Did my little buddy Brecken tell you about his job experience mowing grass?
No.
No. He had a lawn mowing business. Has a great name we'll talk about later, but when he was a kid growing up, I had him mow my lawn a couple times. They had great, you know, 13-year-old grass cutter's name. Council Member Feist.
Nothing to report, just some calls that have been made, and I've reached out and spoken to some good folks here about it. That's it.
Cool. Councilor Ferguson.
I didn't have anything.
City Attorney Elgin.
I did hear from Bob Murdo on the East Clark Street stuff. They had retained an attorney that sent kind of a weird, vague letter that I responded to. I don't. Essentially, the letter was, could you rewrite this because we don't like it? So I called the attorney and said, I don't think you understand the context. I explained it to him, said, you might want to call Mr. Murdo, who's been helping. And I think the city's been more than fair throughout this process to make sure that the contractual agreements we made initially, that we continue, that the gallonage we allocated goes towards the properties that took out the bond for the actual infrastructure in the ground. And I think that's the contention, is trying to massage where that knowledge is allocated to a new project that one of the members of that East Clark Sewer District would like to grow and put new connections out with. Well, that's not what we initially committed to. And if you want to do that, you need to come back to the city. And that's what's contemplated in the agreement. That's what's written in there. You need to come back to the council and ask. If you want to do something outside, which what was initially approved and the gallonage was appropriated for. I never heard back from that attorney. I advised that he call Mr. Murdo, talked to Murdo today. He called me and said he never heard from that attorney and didn't know that they went and retained that attorney. And I kind of got the vibe on the phone in talking to that person, and that was a couple weeks ago, that they did not understand the depth of the time we've spent trying to come to terms on a very fair agreement to move this thing back into good standing. So in the next week or two, me and Mr. Murdo will meet up. And again, he doesn't represent them. He's just trying, he's working on behalf of folks who'd like to see that system not fall into default, but ongoing. And then the courts are going well and the officers are doing great. Things are good. Pending your questions, that's all I got.
Thanks, Pete. Mm-hmm. Only one thing left.
Cycle back. I do have a meeting with the county tomorrow on the library expansion or the new facility out here at the park. And we've sort of identified, and I believe it's been discussed here, that the kind of tentative location back behind the pool on the old side of the floodplain, but on the court there, it's a tennis racket court.
West side of the pool.
Yeah. And then shared use on the parking facility, improvement of that, but how we actually move through legally describing that land and how that comes forward. There's a bunch of a few different options, whether that's actually carved out and given to the county, whether there's some nominal, I mean, they're putting a fairly large facility on there, major improvement. It's going to a public entity that directly benefits the city and our residents. But just how we, I mean, there's a couple options. So I don't really have strong feelings on either, but I'll see what their attorney, Nico Hash, I believe is the civil attorney they have on that. So a meeting at the library tomorrow at 2, just to kind of run through that.
And they just want to get some ideas to present it to you guys.
Right.
Obviously, yeah. That'll come in front of you.
Can I add one thing to that? Because I want to make it clear, and I've spoken to people about this in different aspects, but if the foundation, if it were to be approved and the foundation were to be the owner of that land, they can use CPACE funding to borrow against at a much lower interest rate than they would be able to otherwise to build the facility.
By foundation?
The library foundation.
So, okay.
It can't go to a governmental agency, but it can go to a nonprofit, and they have a nonprofit arm, which is the foundation. And that was just mentioned to John and to Kelly, but just...
Yeah, you mentioned that.
Options are available.
Okay.
That's something to just bring up.
Right.
That if it were transitioned into that for however long the length of the loan, whatever it may be, that is a potential option for funding because they want to borrow a third of the money.
And I'm not tracking any of that context yet. That it was just scheduling email, so I'll bring that up, and I'm sure they're well aware. But thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did a good job of getting that in front of them. That's good advice. This meeting, I believe, is just about possible land transfer.
My point.
No,
if the land transfer, to whom could make a big difference.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. But that's more. That's it.
Thank you, Pete. What should we do?
I think it's time to pay the bills. So I'll move we pay the bills.
Yeah,
I'll move
you to pay the bills.
Second.
In a second, all in favor?
Aye.
All right. With that being said, I will adjourn this meeting at 7:08. Thank you, guys. Chris, you just bring people with sparkly shoes, just showing up our shoe game, like
brand new.
Just, I mean, she got the sparkles.
I love those.
Killing it with the sparkles. I'm like, what?
What's her name, Chris?
Georgia.
What's that?
Georgia.
Hi, Georgia. Yeah, that's right.
Is your favorite singer by chance Ray Charles?
Let you guess who put them out.